Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast. Myself, Walshy, and today we've got none other than Britters and Kane. What are you telling me, bro? You good?
Yeah, man.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Good, no problem. Been excited to get Britters and Kane in here. Obviously, he's an artist from Manchester. He's actually been around a lot longer than people are aware of, which we're going to get into. So, yeah, bro, I always like at the start go to how did you get into music? That's always my first question with a guest. Like, how did you get into music and what were like your influences? Have you always been musical?
I think my parents were always listening to music, not anything like what I'm making, no hip hop whatsoever. Obviously, they grew up on like classic rock, but because they were so always listening to music, it was always in the household, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I became accustomed to having music played constantly at a very young age. So then when I discovered hip hop, I was like, oh, this is what I like.
Yeah.
And then when I heard the UK artists more and more, sort of like mid-2000s, that's when I started to think, you know what, like maybe I could try this, do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I started writing little bits and bobs when I was a teenager, you know what I mean, just to try it out. And
yeah,
it just sort of expanded from there, really.
What sort of artist from the UK was you listening to?
I remember hearing, I think the first time I heard was, it was a tune off Dizzy, right? It was a tune off Boy in the Corner, and I seen it on MTV Bass or something, and that was the first time I'd heard a UK, or knowingly heard a UK MC. I might have heard Soul Solid Crew or whatever, but not known what it was, do you know what I'm saying? And I remember hearing something off Boy in the Corner, I was like, wow, I could do this. And then it grew from there, and obviously Kano came out, and then Sway came out with This Is My Demo. That was a big one for me. Like, that was that was like, okay, this is, because it was different. Even though it was UK music, it didn't sound like Kane. Didn't sound like grime, basically, was what.
Yeah.
And I thought, I like the rap sound more than the grime sound. Like, I'm into both and I love both and I can do both, but I've always been more into the rap and hip hop sound than the grime sound.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I started to realize it was more actual UK rappers, I was like, okay, yeah, this is the direction I want to move in.
Yeah, and that was like your influence.
Yeah,
to
that was as soon as I started hearing things like that, I was like, oh, I could do this. And then again, even more so when like that first wave in the sort of mid-2000s, like the City Is Ours mixtapes, when the first wave of the Manchester people were doing it,
yeah,
I was like, oh, there's definitely an angle for me to start looking at doing this.
Yeah, because there's people in your...
Because there's people here, yeah, there's people. Like, it goes from like, you hear American rappers, and then you hear London rappers maybe, and you're like, oh, it's a bit closer to home, it's in the UK.
Yeah.
And then you hear someone from Manchester and you're like, oh, it's really close to home now, like, this is in the same city, do you know what I'm saying?
Doorstep.
I can really do it. Yeah.
So when did you first start writing then? When did you first, what was your, like, your first tune? And obviously, what was your first rapper name?
We have to do this? No. I used to go by Bigfoot, innit?
Yeah.
And the first tune that I really put out was Feel Like a King, the one with Sway. That was like the first song that I was really lucky to have that opportunity to put that out as like a first.
Yeah. How did that come about then, that Sway was on your first track?
Because
obviously you just said as well, growing up, like, This Is My Demo was a big one for you.
Yeah,
so that was
it was, I was really lucky to become sort of involved with Decipher from a really young age, like just as a street team member originally, you know, handing out flyers for the shows and handing out mixtapes when they were at the shows and stuff, and you know, doing online promo and stuff on the social medias that were around at the time. And then the relationship sort of grew from there with Sway and Junior and Turkish, who were, you know, they were the team at Decipher at the time. The relationship grew from there, and you know what I mean, I was lucky enough really, really early on to be able to have the opportunity to have a record with Sway, which obviously for a teenager as I was at the time, that was, for me, was like to have a record with my favorite artist.
I was
like blown away. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And then like Semtex was playing it on One Extra and stuff, and that was like, I think that was massive to me, one, that Sway like would do that for me, do you know what I'm saying? I've always appreciated him for that, like,
yeah,
like he's a legend, do you know what I'm saying? And also the fact that I had that sort of introduction to the industry on such a young age, do you know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, you've got a record with someone who's moving and you've been on national radio at such a young age. It really helped my confidence in a sense of like, okay, I can do this, like, this
is something
I can really go and do.
Yeah that makes sense as well. Like you say, obviously you're only young yourself.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
And you're getting out there. So obviously, did you end up being, was you signed to Decipher?
There was no paper signed. We had a few projects that we were working on,
right?
And you know what I mean, I was affiliate with them a lot. I did a lot of records with Sway at the time. There was a few records with Sway, a few records with some of the other artists that they had there, and then obviously now me and Turkish have this working relationship that sort of stemmed as the years have gone by. Me and Turkish have sort of formed our own thing through the work I was doing with Decipher.
Yeah.
And that's how.
So you was never actually signed to them? Because when I obviously was researching that, I couldn't find a scene, like your name would come up with them. You it never popped up as like an official, it was always an affiliation. So I always wondered,
yeah, it was always an affiliation. We had do you know what I'm saying? Like when they always took care of me, though, when there was like, you know, they were doing photo shoots, they, you know, I got the invite there along with the other artists they had at the time, like Lunacy and KSI and stuff, when they were signed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they always took care of me in that sense. So I've always had a lot of time for all of them.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, if you got tunes with Sway, then who cares if you're signed, innit? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And like I said, to me, that was like, even still to this day, that's huge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like
I'm gas for you.
You know what I say? I love Sway. Like I absolutely love Sway, and he's, you know, he's a great person, and he's helped me a lot over the years. Like, his mentoring has definitely helped a lot to become.
So have you stayed in contact with him?
We're still in contact now. Like we still speak every now and again now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's that mentoring has really helped make what it is now. Do you know what I'm saying? Has made Britters and Kane the artist that I've become at this point, and has definitely shaped the sound that I'm making nowadays a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, like you just said, your name now is obviously not Bigfoot, it's Britters and Kane. So I think we can all guess why you changed your name. Like, why did you change your name? Is it because you was like hard to find?
Yeah, that was the one of the main things, was it was super, super hard to, like, you Google Bigfoot and everything else comes up. Do you know what I'm saying? There's like monster trucks and Yetis and sock companies. There's like, and I was like, okay, I need to stand out a little bit more. And there was a point where like, I was like, I just took a little bit of a break, not an intentional break from making music, but you know, life happens sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, kids come along and et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, okay. And when I came back to it, I thought, I feel like I've outgrown that, and I've outgrown the stuff I was making. So I want to come with something new. And I really wanted it to be something that was original, and that if you Googled it, I'd be the only thing that would come up. Like, if you searched it on streaming platforms, YouTube, I would be the only thing that would come up.
Yeah.
So I was thinking for ages and ages and ages and ages. I almost went with another name. I almost went with AJ Preston, because that's like, my real name is Andrew James Preston. So I only went with AJ Preston.
Yeah.
And one of my friends was like, yo, that's sick, go with that. And I kept thinking to myself, I don't know if I like the AJ part. And then AJ Tracy came out years later, and I thought, shit, I should have gone with that, you know.
But yeah,
obviously I stuck with Britters and Kane, and yeah, it's stuck and it's worked.
Yeah. Yeah, defo. Because obviously, like you say, it is like more of a, like you say, you're typing Britters and Kane, you're not getting big. Like,
nah, I'm the only thing.
Bigfoot sightings. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm literally the only thing that comes up. There was one time when, a house DJ in like America had released a song under the name of Britters and Kane. I was like, I've got to shut that down. Like,
I've got to get that.
Yeah, because every now and again, I just search my name just to make sure that there's nothing else that's come up with it. And I seen that and I thought,
what did you do? Did you reach out?
Yeah, I just reached out. I was like, listen, you know what I mean? I appreciate you're trying to do your thing. Like, I'm trying to build this with this name for the last 3 or 4 years. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to build with this. I don't want there to be any confusion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
was he cool about it?
Yeah, he was cool about it. He was completely fine. Changed the name. That was it. We had one conversation, changed the name, and then
perfect. Sweet then. Because sometimes I remember, like, back in the day, if someone had the same name, you'd like beef over it and stuff like that.
Yeah, everyone was clashing over the name,
innit?
Yeah,
over names.
Especially when it was cruising, they have letters in the names. Everyone.
Exactly. So, obviously, like you say, you've touched on the Sway stuff and all that. So, you've just touched on like how you changed and became Britters and Kane. You had a little break and that, like you said, you're kids and things like that. So what the break was, just life just getting in the way, or did you consciously think, I'm gonna take a bit of a break here?
I think it was not conscious but I got into a bit of a place where I was like, I don't know what to do to take this next step now. Like, I was at a certain point in making music as Bigfoot, and I was like, I don't know where to go from here now. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that the break was a combination of that and sort of life just happening. And when I came back to it, I felt like a totally different energy. Obviously, I'd grown more. Like, I had more responsibility and everything, and more life experience. And this gives me a whole different dynamic of how to rap and what I can rap about.
Yeah, content.
And I think, and that's what I'm saying. And I think with that, it just felt fitting to come under a totally different artist name. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, leave that chapter of your life over there. That's done.
Yeah.
Now let's move forward with this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's
it makes sense. And like say, I've obviously, we had a conversation before off camera, like, I don't remember you being Bigfoot, but like, when I've done the research and like, I see the videos from that sort of time and what I see now, there is a massive progression.
Of course.
Get me wrong, I'm not saying like Bigfoot were good. Like, he was obviously good. He was doing tunes with who he was doing them with, and affiliated to who he was affiliated to. But at the same time, you've obviously progressed from that now to a next level, which is obviously like under Britters and Kane, like you say. So obviously that's like the change and stuff like that. So with, like, one thing about Britters and Keane, when I've done my research on you, is, like, your features, bro. Like, obviously, we'll get into your music and what your music is, and we'll talk about that, like, next. But, like, one thing that just jumps out, like, and the reason it jumps out is because there's no other artist in Manchester that are getting these, like, American features. Yeah. Like, you've done a tune with Jadakiss, Kevin Gates, who else we got on there? Dave East, Royce the 5'9". Like, these are mad, bro. These are, like, American artists that, like, one of them done that too. I've got two phones, that tune from back in Kevin Gates. Sorry, I couldn't remember which one it was. That's a massive tune. These are, like, big, big guys. Yeah. Like, so, and I think I know how this has sort of come about. Is it like through Turkish and that?
Nah, you know, it's not. It's actually through, I was working with somebody else who was working with these guys at the time.
Right,
and basically, he was building a relationship with them. We were building a relationship with him. And, you know, there was just conversations going on internally between the lot of us. And we basically managed to make these records happen over a period of time. Do you know what I'm saying? Between the Jadakiss one came first, and then the Dave East and the Kevin Gates one came, and then the Royce one came. And do you know what I'm saying? It took a lot of work to get them, do you know, to get them done and to get them finished. And obviously, I'm super gassed to have those features. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you say, it's people are not doing that, and I'm like, okay. I always like having features on my records. Like, the album is quite feature heavy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even not just with names like that, just with people that I affiliated with, like Detail and Awate and Blizzards on there. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, with the features like Royce and stuff, that was just sort of how it was. Like, we were communicating with one person, and they were working with these people, and, you know, they just managed to put it together for us. But, like, it was every time we got them, I was just gassed. You know what I'm saying? Every time I was like, oh shit, we can do this. Like, and then, like, to see them reacting, like when we put out the Locked and Loaded one with Royce was all on Facebook with fire emojis and shit, and I thought, do you know what I'm saying, it's just sick to have that respect, and, you know what I mean, appreciation for what you've done.
Like, he's not just done the tune, he's doing the tune, and he's backing
it. Do you know what I'm saying? That was a big thing. It was like, okay, sick, that just solidify, do you know what I'm saying?
It just makes solidifies, like, the relationship in it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so with these, bro, like, obviously one question I've got is, like, how does it work? Because obviously these guys are across the pond, innit? These are in America. So how does that process work? Do you do your bit, send it to them, they finish it, or is it like a back and forth?
Yeah, sometimes, like, how does it work? It's worked both ways. Sometimes we've started the song and we've ended up getting an artist on it.
Right.
And sometimes the artist has gone first, we've got their verse first for the record, and we've ended up making the record. Like, we've heard their part first and thought, okay, then let's work with
so
that.
They've sent a record to you.
Yeah, and we've built around it. So but obviously, because of the fact that, one, they are over there and we're over here in the UK, and also because of everything that's going on in
that's
the world,
what I mean,
everything's been done online, even down to me and Turkish, because Turkish lives in London. So
right. The
whole, every song we've made over the last 2 years has been made online. Do you know what I'm saying? It's been him sending me an idea, me writing it, sending it back, him being like, and obviously if we're in a studio, you could probably do this in like 3 or 4 hours, but it takes like 3 or 4 days because he's sending it back, I'm making adjustments, sending it back. Do you know what I'm saying?
And
that's how, well, of course, that's how it was with all the features as well. Do you know what I'm saying? It was all hard to be done online for that reason.
Yeah. No, I just wondered how it comes. Obviously, with them, like you say, with everything that's going on as well, like, obviously not just the distance, so that's a bit crazy. But yeah, there's some sick features, man. And also, just want to touch, like, while we're talking about features, Shogun, like, he's sick, bro.
Shogun's mad, isn't it? The Scottish crazy guy,
like, do you know what, I'm watching his James English podcast at the minute. I'm a bit through it,
right.
I've not watched it all.
It was really interesting for me to hear, obviously I speak to him a lot, but to hear him tell his story, like, publicly, not the way he tells it to me, because when he tells it to me, it's different to telling it to James English, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
the way
course.
That he would tell the story to him. And it was really interesting to hear him, like, you know, some of the things he was saying in there. But he's a good guy, Shogun.
How did that come about? Is it, again, online? Did you link up?
Yeah, I think this was like 2019 or something. I think he followed me on Instagram, and then I was just like, oh shit, Shogun. Obviously, I'd seen the viral video, I'd seen Vulcan when Vulcan went viral when he was like 17 or something. I'd seen it, and I'd heard a couple of his other tunes as well, and I thought he was sick. So I just started communicating with him, like, I seen him following me, we just started communicating. And then beginning of last year, beginning of 2020, I was just like, yo, let's do some music in it. So he had a record that he was waiting for a feature on, and the feature had let him down.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I need a verse for this, like, ASAP. And I was like, send it me and I'll do it now. Like, and I just, because I wanted to solidify that relationship with him. Like, listen, I'm serious. Like, send me the record and I'll do it right now.
Show him you're
serious. Yeah, so that was the first one. And then we did, that was for his release last year. And then we did the Cheat Code record, which went on my album.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were like, should we just do an EP? Like, do you know what I'm saying? We've got two songs. They've both been sick. They've got like 150K streams.
I was going to say, they've done good numbers as well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cheat Code passed like 100K, which I was happy about. And we were like, fuck it, should we just do an EP? Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was probably like towards the back end of last year. We had the idea in the summer. Towards the back end of last year, we really started like putting the effort in to get the EP done. Do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it's come together nicely. So we just released the first single off that.
I was going to say, it's not out yet, is it? What the first single is?
The first single is, the EP is now, the first single's out.
So plug that, when's the EP?
The first single is out now, Borealis is out now, the EP is coming probably in the next month or two. There's another single to come first.
Oh, right, okay.
There's one more single to come, which I don't know when this goes out. It might be out by this point. I don't know when this is going out, but there's another single to come with an Australian grime MC on it.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is sick, do you know what I'm saying? It was just trying to branch out there.
Further,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, so...
So it's England, Scotland, and Australia.
Yeah,
England, Scotland,
Australia, yeah. So, man, that's sick, man. So that's the next single, and then that's it. That's the last single, and then EP, full project to come.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this episode's coming out. I have to check the diary. I think it's the 24th. Or no, not the 24th, the week after. So it's the end of this month it's coming out.
Okay,
it's like a couple of weeks.
So it comes out on a Wednesday? So it'll be out this Friday then?
Like, right,
Out, if it's on the 28th, it'll be out on the
Friday. Yeah, this episode's out on the 28th.
All right, okay, cool. Well, it's out in 2 days.
There you go, there you go. Buzzing, you smashed it. Yeah, so that's out. And obviously go and run up, obviously the two singles.
Yeah.
And all that, yeah. So yeah, so obviously, bro, one thing, obviously you've been emerging in it for a long, long time, the Manchester scene. You've been around. Obviously, you've done the tune with Blizzard, 0161. Where you know
you're
both paying homage and like, you know, putting respect on the history and things like that. So like, for you, what I want to know is, like, in the Manchester scene, who's your favourites, bro, like all time? Let's talk to me
all time.
Like, talk to me. Let's do it.
All right,
actually, what we'll do is, to make it fair, we'll break it, so old times, who's your favourite, and then we'll do like a new gen, not new gen,
okay, we're doing.
So like, we'll go old school first. Like, who's old school? Who you fucking with from back in the day?
So I remember, like, we were talking about City as I was before. I know we've had a conversation online about City as I was before. And I remember hearing that for the first time, and the people who blew me away the most on there, the first time I heard them was Rotty, sick. Envy. I've always rated Envy and Capital, like, at that time.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started to hear like Riggs and Shifts and Hypes and stuff. And then that was like maybe a couple of years later, I started to hear this lot. And I was always thought that Riggs, Wriggly and Hypes, like the intensity of how they rapped was just mad. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
they've
never lost that, even to this day. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what, we're 15 years on now. Like, they've never lost that at all.
And both still.
Yeah, both still crazy. And then, similar to what I was saying about like Sway, and hearing like Sway compared to like Dizzy Rascal and stuff, when I first heard Shotty making Shotty Horror and everything,
Shotty Horror, shout out Shotty Horror, man.
When I first heard Shotty making like hip hop, rapping over hip hop beats, and he did the Beast mixtape and stuff, and it was predominantly hip hop rather than like grime and stuff, because like I said, that was what I was interested in. That's what I wanted to make, and I thought, this is sick. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that was definitely massive influence. Also, I can't fucking Hoodman and Lyricon were about, those two as well, like, because they were doing the same thing. It was like lyrical hip hop. Do you know what I'm saying? If it was lyrical, I was fucking with it. Do you know what I'm saying? And then over the years, obviously, the scenes just got so like prosperous, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying? It's massive. There's so many people in the scene now. Like, every time I go on your page and there's that, you're sharing people I've never heard of. It's like, I've never heard this guy. I've missed this guy. Yeah. Like, I've absolutely missed this guy. Like, I'm like, there's so many people nowadays.
Happens to me, bro. Like, we've been doing this page now, getting on to 2 years in the next few months, like 2 years straight of sharing people, and every week I'm finding 2-3 new artists every week. And like, I get to a certain point and like, we only follow artists on our page, artists, brands, creative, so people within the scene. And I think we follow about, I think the other week we hit like 600 people, and I thought to myself, there's no way we're going to follow any more people, because they can't be any more than 600 people like involved. And then I looked this morning, we're on like 650 something.
It's mad, isn't it?
Like, and it's like a couple of weeks and I'm finding new artists, and sometimes it'll be a brand new artist that is now coming with a debut song or whatever, or it might be someone like you just said that we've completely missed. They've got Hood's Hottest, they've got this,
they're on Views,
and I'm like, how have I never seen
there's
this?
There's a few people like that where I'm just like, how have I missed this? Like, I might see you share them, or I might see someone tag them in a story, and then I go on their Instagram and they've got like 30k followers. I'm like, how? Where have you come? Where have you? Like, I've not heard you.
Yeah,
and then I go on like their Spotify and they've got like songs of 50k streams, and I'm like, I've completely missed this. And I feel like yourself, I feel like I'm very invested in the scene. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm very invested in paying attention to what's going on in Manchester. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes people just fly over the radar.
I'm the same, I think, right? There's literally, I follow everyone. There's no artist I don't follow.
Yeah, can't be anybody else.
And then someone will message me and go, yes, bro, can you share this? And I'm like,
where have you come from, bro?
Exactly, like, literally every day.
It's absolutely mad.
So, obviously, they was like your favourites, and we're touching on like the new wave and that.
Yeah,
obviously, who are you feeling from the newer wave, and or not even newer wave, who you might have fucked with, like you just said, like Hoodman is obviously now Tyler Daly, still going now. Like, who did you fuck with then that you still fuck with now? Pretty much everyone.
Yeah, basically everyone who's still on it. Like, even like I was talking to Envy the other day, like, and obviously Envy's not, I've not heard music from Envy. I don't know if she's made music. I've not heard music from Envy for a while.
Yeah.
But I was like, come on, what's the chance of getting a little verse out here? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got a project. Is there any chance of getting a little verse? Just because.
Was that a tweet? I think I see you.
Yeah, it was a tweet.
Yeah, I've seen that
because
one.
It was when we were talking about the cities. That was when me and you were talking about it. I shared it and someone tagged her in it. And then I was like, here's my opportunity just to be like, any chance of a little verse?
Yeah.
But like I say, all day, man, Hypes is still killing it. Riggs is still killing it. Blizzard's still killing it. Shotty's still killing it. Like,
XP.
Or XP. XP's fire as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Menace.
Yeah. You like, so you many, forget man. How many people that are still here now have been around for the whole time. Like, Romolo, 2-4-K. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Mattis and 2-4 was like, they were doing Zero Tolerance. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
you forget.
And styles may have changed up. Do you know what I'm saying? And they may have moved in different directions, but they've still been here this entire time,
the whole time.
And they've stayed consistent, they've stayed making sick music. Like, 2-4-K is killing it with the whole studio, do you know what I'm saying? And them lot over there, like, I always see him and Robin Knight's just the output of them is mad. And then, you know, JS goes over there with them, Tyreezy, he's sick. Just Banco is probably my favourite in Manchester right now, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, shout out Banco,
crazy,
man.
Like, I think he's absolutely crazy. They're the people I'm listening to the most right now. Say the new sort of lot, like the Tyreezy's, Banco, Robin Knight's.
Yeah, man. So out of them people there, like, obviously we've had chats and stuff like that. Like, who would you want to work with in the scene that haven't already worked? Because obviously you've worked with quite a few people already.
Who would I want to work with?
Yeah, that you haven't worked with.
Just Banco.
Obviously,
I knew that was coming. He's like notorious for not doing. He's like. All his songs are solo records, I think
he's got what, he's
one
got
with K-Don running or whatever it was, like
sales running.
I was just like hey, so he don't really do features, but to be honest, like, I've got records with some of the people that we've just named already, but anybody of those people I would love to just work with. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that building that unity in the scene is really essential. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that's starting to happen more and more and more as time's gone on. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how you used to feel. I always felt like there was like a battle for the number one spot at one point. Like,
there still
like,
is to some degree.
To some extent,
I feel.
I think it was always a case of we can only ever have one person at the top.
Yeah.
So everyone's fighting for it, rather than it being like, yo, we could all open the door and we could all just make our way through one by one. Like, someone might go first, you know what I mean? Like, H might go first, and then somebody else might come second, somebody else might come third, and you know what I mean? But we all go through the door eventually, do you know what I'm saying? And I would rather that be the case. Like, I'd rather that unity,
where 100%.
We all just come through, do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you just alluded to then, the number one spot. I think people do that because, like, we've always had a number one. Like, back in the day, it was Shifty. The clear number one. Even though there was like sharks around him, like you said, Hypes, Wrigley, whoever, you know, absolute monsters around him, but like, he was the clear number one. And then it sort of faded a bit, and then boom, we get Bugsy Malone.
And then it's
again, we've got that one and no one else. I feel like with the emergence of H now, and Bugsy still doing his thing, like, it's not like Bugsy's like gone. He had his crash and whatever, but he's still doing music.
Course,
like, he's just done the thing with Emily Sandé, which is a banger.
Hard tune,
and the video's sick as well. Like, so you've got that, and then people are seeing H is killing it as well. And you're wait a minute. So at the moment, we don't have a top one. We've got a top two. We've got two. So why can't we have five, six, seven?
I think it's coming. I think the time is coming now where, like, because you think back, like, a few years ago, Birmingham had the same thing. There was a point when, like, in Birmingham, like, JK, Saf One, Lady Leisha.
Missed.
Sox were all sort of like, do you know what I mean? And they were all coming through together. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're all like peaking at the same time. And I think that we're just having, we're about to have that same moment, or we're having that same moment now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel so.
We're like, do you know what I'm saying? We're going to start seeing, like, H is there, Bugs is there, then the next person's coming. And there's even people like, those two obviously massive commercial successes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
commercial is what I mean. Because he's Tundid, he's Meeks, he's Rubber Hollow. They're all bubbling.
And you look at, like, Children of Zeus, they've smashed it in their own.
AO Britain.
They've killed it in Mastermind. Do you know what I'm saying? They've killed it in their own respective lanes. Like, they're massive. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I just think it's going to grow and thrive and thrive and thrive more. To be honest, like, it's
100%. But yeah, like you said, I feel like that number one spot, people are starting to realise that it's not that anymore.
Yeah,
and that you can't, like, we've just listed off between us probably like six names
who
are all killing it, and there's probably another six, seven names that you could add to that as well. So if we have missed your apologies.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, we can't name everybody.
So yeah, so obviously they're right on the collabs. Have you got any collabs that you can leak? Have you got anything you can leak for us?
The next project, we're doing this EP with Shogun.
Yeah,
and the next project after that is basically going to be all collaborations, pretty much. Like, I'm not going to go into too much about who's on it, but the next project after that is just going to be pretty much all collaborations, and there's going to be a lot of Manny guys on there. So that's what I wanted to, just talking about what we're talking about, you know, the whole unifying thing. Like, I really want that to be the thing where it's just
like, we're going to be putting on, like, sets and events and things like that after COVID as well. I feel like that's a big part, because, like you said, I'm into grime massively, and Birmingham is probably the best city for grime.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being honest, like, as much as I would love it to be us, like, we are good and we have the talent. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But just the way they present it, like, Spiral will go and do a set and everyone will turn up. Like,
that set was crazy.
Like, yeah, like, from October just gone. But, like, people might not know, but, like, the backstory, like, JK fell out with, like, Hitman and Vader.
Right.
Because of Lord of the Mic. So when JK clashed Cozzy, Vader and Hitman, who were part of Invasion with JK, come out and said he got spun by Cozzy. Now, whether he did or not, that's your, but, like, so
you back your butt in it.
So that's what they had a falling out.
Yeah.
But if you watch that Birmingham set, all three of them men are there,
and
no one's asked about, like, he's not, like, saying, oh, you know, I'm not coming because he's there or whatever. And I feel like we need a bit more of that in Manchester.
Yeah, of course.
You can just turn up, like, spit your 16 or 32 or two lots of 32 or 64, whatever, and then bounce.
Yeah, of course.
You don't have, no one's asking you to hug each other and be best friends. But like,
if you're all trying to build, even if you're you're not on the same, you're all on the same journey. Do you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not traveling at the same speed, you're not traveling with each other, you're all on the same journey. Do you know what I'm saying? Everybody we've just named, and myself included, and loads of other people you've had sat here, do you know what I'm saying? We're all trying to reach that same destination.
Yeah.
Like, we can travel on that journey together without it being a problem. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, and I think as well, like, you get more eyes on you from out of Manchester. Because like, as much as it's sick to be killing it in Manchester, like, Manchester needs to kill the whole UK. Like, like, the way everyone looks at London,
people should.
And I think the way you get that is by doing sets and events with your top guys, not like three top guys and then the rest are just up and comers. Like, as much as, you know, up and comers, like, we are pushing them as well, like, for things to get big, the big names need to do things together look at this, look at us, waving the flag over here get people's attention. So, but like you say, I feel like that's coming.
It's coming. I think
it's getting a lot better.
Yeah, moving in that direction slowly, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously, bro, like, we'll just touch on your self-titled debut album, Britters and Kane. So, talk to us about that. Like, what was the idea? Why is it self-titled? Is it just to get your name out there more? And, like, what was the, like, process like? And was it done during lockdown, the whole thing?
It was started at the end of 2019, so it was, like, just before lockdown, just before coronavirus really hit. We sort of started making a couple songs. Originally it was just going to be an EP. We were just going to do four or five songs, and then we put out the Going for the Head single with Jadakiss in, like, December 2019, and it performed better. It got playlisted by Spotify and it performed better than we thought it would. So I was like, oh, we could grow this from here. And then And then it sort of went from 5 songs to 7 songs, and we did the Tyson Fury record,
which
was mad. Like, because they heard that, like, a member of his training team got in touch with me, was like, "Yo, he's heard the record, he's been playing it," like, which was mad to me. Like, I was well.
Oh, really?
That was it. Yeah, that was it. Like, that was to me, that was mission accomplished with that tune.
Yeah.
But what was funny about that is, like, we made the tune and we put it out like 2 weeks before the Wilder fight last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, if he loses this song's worthless." Like, because the whole thing's like, I ain't took a loss yet. Do you know what I mean? I was like,
"Yeah."
If he loses this fight, this whole song is like, I was like watching it like, "I hope you win for your sake, but I hope you win for my sake."
Yeah,
too,
please win for me.
Because otherwise, this tune is pointless.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were just creating then for all of lockdown. It sort of went from being an EP to becoming an album, sort of beginning of maybe April, May last year.
Yeah,
we were like, "Fuck it, let's just do an album." And then we went through a few different titles, me and Turkish, because the whole thing was produced by Turkish. We went through a few different titles, and then T was just like, "Let's just call it Britain Kane. Like, let's just, it is what it is. Cover is just a picture of you, a strong picture of you. Let's just call it Britain Kane. Just hit it home. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we had a good year last year.
Yeah,
the growth was good. The Spotify numbers were growing. The Instagram followers were growing. The engagement was growing. So it was just a case of, let's just call it Britain and Kane and hit it home to people. Like, this is a statement. Do you know what I'm saying? This is it.
Yeah.
The debut album done. Like, plus another thing is, like, I find a lot of people are scared to make the dive and do a debut album. Do you know what I'm saying? They do EPs or they do mixtapes or they'll do something that looks like an album with like 12 songs on it, but they won't call it an album. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, "Fuck it, it's an album. Like, this is an album. Take it as my debut album." Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is it.
Take it for that. And yeah. The response was great as well, which was what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, one thing that I've been looking at when I see your Spotify and stuff, and these are obviously the Spotify numbers, like, you do mad streams,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's mad. So I think the album's on about 500,000 now. Like,
that's what I mean. That's crazy. That's crazy.
But it's weird because, like, 18 months ago, 2 years ago, I wasn't getting anywhere near that. That was, like, the last 2 years, all that growth has come, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, now I just got to keep it moving in the same direction. This is why I want to stay consistent. Like, Blizzard and Tox always make me laugh because they're always like, "Oh, like, do you ever stop?" But it's like, yeah, but I work so far in advance. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, we finished the album last May and it didn't drop till December. So in that time, I'd already started the EP with Shogun and the next thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
So now
the EP with Shogun is like 90% done.
Yeah.
Might even be 100% done by the time this goes out.
Yeah.
We'll probably start the next thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because I used to be really bad for, like, making a project, releasing it, and then being like, "Oh shit, I've just put all my music out. Now I've got to spend the next 6 months making more and not releasing anything in that 6 months."
Yeah.
So it just goes stale. Do you know what I'm saying? But that's why I just want to, you know, keep it consistent. That's why we put the album out in December, and then like a month and a half later, give him the single with Royce da 5'9". 2 months after that, give him the first single from the Shogun thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because
now it's started to build. I don't want it to drop.
Yeah, and that's one thing that is a testament to yourself, is your consistency. Like, you're constantly dropping, even if it's not a release, you're doing things like, we spoke about this before, like last night, literally, Chipmunk and Bugsy done the Notorious tune a couple months ago. You then do this quite often, what you do, which I think is good for your content and your Instagram, is you will like remix a current song or a popular song. You'll get the instrumental and you'll do a verse on it. And you obviously done that for Notorious. Yeah. And that was a good, like I said to you outside, two, three months ago. And then last night, literally, Chipmunk shared it on his story. And it's not like you didn't share it on your story and tag him.
Yeah.
He's found it however he's found it
and shared it,
but he tagged Bugsy Malone and was like, "This done snapped." And I was gassed for you, like, last night when I seen it. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Everyone I told was gassed. We're like, "Yo, this is sick."
Yeah, like Chipmunk, that is sick.
Yeah,
like, and he is one of the best, if not the best, in the UK with a pen.
Yeah,
like, Chip can't run out of bars. And if he's giving you the nod, that is big props.
Homage, of course. That's what I like doing them Instagram freestyles for, though. Like, it's great content, and people, I don't want to say expect, but people, like, they know that's what I'm going to come with now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they know that
I expect it now.
Once a week, once a week, you start scrolling down, right? He's not pouring out this week, you know. Like,
just start sending your voice notes. Where's our update?
Once a week, it's like, okay. But I enjoy doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy doing it. Like, it's not like, it doesn't feel like a chore to me. It's not like I said, like, oh, I've got to do an Instagram freestyle. It's like, okay, what's hot? So, like when Rude Kid put out the Narcos challenge, I was like, okay, boom, let me get that done straight away. Millions did the how many times, I was like, okay, boom, let me get on that straight away. Like,
yeah.
RA and Reeps have just put a challenge out. Like, no doubt you're going to get an influx of Manchester artists doing that one now as well, but like, I was like, okay, boom. So I literally wrote it this morning. Like, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to go home and record it, and then I'll probably just drop it sometime in the week. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I just think it's important to stay relevant. Like, cause these challenges that everyone's doing that started sort of last lockdown, really, everyone started doing these like,
yeah.
And I think it's a really I think it's a really good thing to, one, get involved with, because it puts eyes on you where people are checking for these hashtags, people are checking these challenges, do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, 100%.
And two, that's how I think my Instagram growth has been so good over the last 12 months, do you know what I'm saying? Because people know that I'm going to do these challenges.
Yeah.
And they always get good engagement every time, do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, as long as that keeps happening, I'm just going to keep doing them.
Yeah, one thing I like about them as well is like, you'll do the freestyle, which obviously are always sick. Like, you've got bars, like, and then in the comments, you'll break down the bar. So, like, for example, if you mention a certain artist or a certain place or person something, someone you can at, basically, you will then put the lyric and then you will
tag them.
Say you mentioned 2-3 people. Like, I think there was one recently where you mentioned gigs and then someone else, maybe. Or,
yeah, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was in the How Many Times one.
Yeah, I think that was the last one we shared. That's why.
I think it was. I can't remember what it was, but.
He'll put in the comments like the lyrics or the bar, and then he will tag that person that is mentioned.
That works a lot. I think it's like a 50% hit rate on that. Like, where the people who I'm tagging will react. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit! Like, everyone likes hearing their own name.
Yeah, of course. You know,
like, everyone's got that ego where they like hearing their own name, especially because like I try and do these name drops in a clever way. Like, I try and make a punchline out of it, or a metaphor, or, you know, a quick bit of wordplay. Like, that's why it works. I enjoy doing that. And that's my rap style, is like punchlines and wordplay and name drops that I can turn into name flips. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that just works well for these Instagram challenges, because
it's clever, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely clever. So obviously, like, we touched on him before, bro. I just really want to like go back to it and touch on like your relationship with Sway. Like, because obviously I'm a massive fan of Sway. Like, I still listen to his music now. Like, we've had conversations as well, about this. Like, me and Britters and Kane just chat shit to each other in the DMs, like, constantly about Manchester music. We found a bond, and we just constantly, like, we're sending each other music, all that sort of stuff. So, like, with Sway, bro, like, do you still speak to him now? Like, and what's the relationship like? Like, could you, like, do you send him your music to give you advice, or... like
I still send him songs, and I'm just like, yo bro, I've got this coming out. Every time I have a new release, he's always, you know, he's always shared it, he's always put it on his story, he's always, you know, backed what we've been doing and stuff, like, always. And we still have a relationship, you know, every now and again we'll check in with each other and just be like, yo bro, you good, like, how's the family, what's new. And I'm the same, like, anytime he releases music, do you know what I'm saying, because he's been putting out some great new music last year. Every time he puts some music out, I'm just like, okay, promote it, share it, do you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that we've managed to keep that relationship, do you know what I'm saying? Because it meant a lot to me, like I said before, like, that I was in that situation from a really young age, do you know what I'm saying? From so early on, I was involved in that. It meant a lot that I've managed to keep that relationship going with him, do you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, it's not just a working relationship, it's a friendship, do you know what I'm saying? Like, we've had, do you know what I'm saying, we have good conversations. So yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, man, that's sick. Like,
and he's a legend. Like, he's you know what I'm saying, it inspired me to do this in the first place, do you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, 100%. Well, that's what I mean. Like, obviously I was like you, like, grew up on This Is My Demo and all that, like, fucking Little Derek and things like that. Like, I still, Little Derek come on my music the other day on Shuffle, and I was like, reloaded it about 3 times. I was like, I've not heard this song in ages, man. It's such a banger. But like, and then I was like, obviously doing the notes for you, and I thought, fucking Britters and Kings, like, Sway's his mate, like, this is mad. Like, I basically know Sway now, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So Sway, shout me, bro.
Sway, come sit here.
So obviously, like, with the Decipher team still, obviously you've got a really strong relationship with Turkish. How is that similar thing? I know obviously you work with him closer than you work with Slay, like, Sway. So like, how do you use to work? Do you, is it like he's obviously does the production and things like that? Like, relationship work?
Sometimes it'll be a case of he'll start a beat and he'll send it me, and he'd be like, yo, what do you think? And then I might make a verse and a hook idea and send it back, and then he'll work on the beat a little bit. And then he's got so much more experience in this industry than me. He's great for advice. Like, even if it's little advice, like, oh, I think we should change this one line in the hook because it's not accessible to everyone, or do you know what I'm saying? It's too personal, self-orientated. So, and it's just little touches like that, and advice from T that helps grow and make the best music possible. So yeah, sometimes he'll start a song, he'll start a beat idea, and sometimes like I'll make a verse. Like some of the Instagram challenge verses get turned into songs. Like if he hears, I might do like, say the we didn't do it, but just for example, like the Notorious remix we were talking about. T might be like, yo, that verse is sick, send me the acapella, and then he'll just make a beat around it so we can use that on an album, or we can use that on a tape. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the verse is sick, which you know what I'm saying, is a good thing. So it works both ways. Sometimes I'll just write to a random YouTube beat and send it to him, and I'm like, yo, if I send you the acapella, do you want to make something to this? But like I say, it's working well, like the relationship we're building, and we're doing, like, it's not just me. T's working with a few other artists at the minute as well from London, like Detail, Miss Ali, Rags, Shogun's in this little clique that we're building now as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
And yeah,
it's,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's, we're, between the sort of five or six of us in this group, we're really putting a lot of music out at the minute, music this year, and putting a lot into it. So it's a good relationship to have, man, and he's a hard taskmaster, T, but it's worth it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it
works. Yeah. Like, but that's sick that you can write to like YouTube beats, and then because they can be, we've spoke to people about them. Like we had Ragaloco on.
Yeah,
it was the last episode that came out, and he was saying that like he had a tune and he was like, it was on a YouTube beat.
Yeah.
And he was like, I could get Sleeps to remake it, type thing. And I was like, he's so lucky to have that sort of. And you've just like, you've got the same sort of thing with Turkish.
What was so weird is though, is I didn't realize this was something that people were doing, because I just thought it was me. I didn't realize that, like, this was a regular thing until I heard that one. Jay Huss records all his songs to YouTube beats, and then J5 just remakes new beats for them all. Like, he doesn't, which I thought was crazy. And also, I think Meek said it in one of his tunes, like, never record a tune to the same beat I wrote it on, or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. And at that point, I was like, oh, right, this is not just me that's working this way. Like, this must be the way that people are working right now. And to hear, like, Ragaloco saying that, I was like, okay.
Yeah. And I've heard it, I know what you're on about with the Meek, because I've seen him. I can't remember what song it was, maybe Rap Aside. I've heard that on a different beat with a different flow.
Right.
He put it on as like a clip where he was just sat in a car. Yeah, it was just a promo clip.
Right.
But it was a different beat, that's and mad. The flow was a bit different. And then when the actual song came out of what got remade, can't remember which song it was, and like, so who the producer was, but it was sick. Like, he must do the same sort of thing.
That's what I'm thinking. And so to hear all the people are doing it, I was like, okay, this is the way that people are working.
Yeah.
I'm happy to keep working like this, isn't it?
Yeah, because like YouTube beats, they are popular, but if you find a beat on YouTube and it's got 5 million views, I can guarantee you there's at least 25 songs
of course,
out there on like, that beat.
And ones that are popping as well, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ones that are pop, like, yeah, it's mad. So I'm like, I'll just write it to the YouTube beat and then send it to T and be like, yo, what do you think? Let's do it. And then by the time I send him the acapella and he sends it back, it sounds nothing like the original.
Yeah,
but it works.
Yeah, smashed it. And obviously that's a testament to your streaming numbers, man. Because
it's working. I always say that. So whatever we're doing is working. Like, not stopped. You know,
just
what I mean?
Keep doing it.
Going, of course.
Yeah, but like you said before, with your consistency and stuff, like, it's obviously the proof's in the pudding. Like, your numbers are good. Like, you're hitting like 100k on pretty much all of your songs that have been released in the last two years, which is nuts. The album's on what, half a mil? That is crazy, bro. You must be seeing some absolute peas off that. So borrow us 20 quid.
I'm waiting for like the, we're getting close to like a million total streams, like across the album and the singles and stuff. So like, as soon as that comes, I'm gonna be like, that's mad. Like, a million total streams, it just seems mad to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it is crazy
across everything. But nice, it's working, or whatever's happening is working. So
when you're looking at the streaming numbers, that, like, obviously you get people streaming your music all over the world, what's like one place where, because obviously I gather you look at the numbers, everyone does, isn't it?
Of course.
Like, if I was in, like,
everyone's always like, I'm not bothered about the numbers. I'm sat there every day on Spotify for artists, like, ooh,
refreshing it
someone in Germany listens.
So what's like, obviously you're gonna get like Europe and America, like the English speaking countries and stuff like that, but where's like the craziest thing?
It's when you go down to the, because I don't know if you've ever looked at the Spotify for Artists app, and it comes up with like, it's like United Kingdom at the top, and it'll be like, say, monthly listeners, like, and I've got like 3.1k monthly listeners in there, and you go down and you go down. So when you get down to the bottom and you've got like Suriname with just like one listener, like someone's in like Kenya with just one listener. It's like one person in this country has gone out of their way to listen to a British Kane song and played it for long enough that it's come up as recognised as a listener, do you know what I'm saying? But like, I think there's a thing where it's like, there's 90, I think Spotify is registered in like 92 countries, and man the other day was like, I think it said like 78 countries had been reached, and so I'm like, so that's what make that 14 countries that I've not hit yet. I thought, yeah. Oh man, I gotta find a way to get someone in those 14 countries.
Yeah, that's sick.
But that's mad to me, like 78 countries. Like,
where have you got a big listening? Like, what? I'm only asking because you're doing mad numbers, so you must have numbers in. Like, obviously, I gather the bulk's gonna be UK, US.
Yeah.
But where?
Australia's mad because they love grime at the minute. Like, Australia absolutely love the. So when I had a couple of songs on the Grime Shutdown playlist last year, the Spotify curated playlist.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the listenership on that playlist is Australian, because I noticed that when I had some songs on there, those songs were getting, like, the top was always London, and then it was always Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne underneath. So I think that they just love grime over there in a minute, which was part of the reason why me and Shogun wanted to get Wombat on this tune that's coming out on Friday. Do you know what I'm saying? Because okay, there's an because he's the same, he's got a big Australian market, I've got a big Australian market. It's like, fuck it, like, the Australians, they love what we're doing here, the three of us can.
He's obviously going to have his own.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? The three of us can make that work together. Like, you guys love grime, we're doing that over here in the UK. We've got a followership that's building in Australia. Let's all link up and make a sick record. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's all we've been trying to do, is just make sick songs. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, where people just listen, it's like, this is sick. Like, do you know what I'm saying? And
so is that tune with Wombat, is that a grime single then? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, more grimy than somebody wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously, like, Australia, that's big, man. So, like, when you're seeing these streaming numbers, like, because I'm just like, I wouldn't say I'm shocked, but like, I'm blown away by the numbers. Like, he's got some serious numbers, man, on these. Like, so for you, like, what's it like compared to like the Bigfoot days? Like,
it's so
when you, mad. When you look back for you,
it's so mad. And even to back to like a couple years ago, I look back and I'm like, I think, like, without sounding corny, like, back in a few years ago, back in the day, whatever, like, I would have, like, loved to have been where I am now. Do you know what I'm saying? That was what I wanted. It was like, yo, oh shit, you got 1,000 plays on a song, well done. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, like, now I'm like, it's 100,000, and it's like, okay, sick. Like, but I look back and then I would have, like, given everything to be able to say, get 100k on three tunes, not just one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's three that are on 100,000 streams now. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's a couple of others that are on like 80, 90 and stuff like that. And yeah, it's that, and every time it happens, like, I'm always grateful for it, and it always makes me realize, you know what, that this journey is not for nothing. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't a fluke, it wasn't you just had one song that did it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's consistently your the songs are going. Like, I used to struggle to get, like, like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 streams. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and now I'm like, I'm fairly confident that if I drop a single, it's going to do 20, 30,000. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
at least,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's without a playlist, that's without, like, that's without a video. That was the one thing that was mad. Like, there was no music videos to a single song off the album. Like, there was not one music video. Like, and for it to do so well without a video was mad to me. I'm like, this year, videos, like, that's the thing this year. It's like, I need to have.
Yeah, I've got that on here to ask you about the videos.
Video. I mean, that's the thing. Like, this year, videos is a massive thing to me, because my thing for last year, to be honest, was videos and live shows, because I killed like live shows in 2019. Like, I did like 60 shows in Manchester and like, around the area, because I was just like, fuck it, like, let's go in it. Like, I'll do a show here, there. Like, I did the Academy a couple times, supporting like KRS-One and shit like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck it, I just want to get myself out there as much as possible right now. So last year, 2020, I wanted to do the same. It was like shows and videos. Obviously, coronavirus happened and put a stop to basically all that. So I want to re-pick that up again this year. It's like, okay, let's get back on the shows. And plus, like, my I'm in a different place to where I was last year. So hopefully I can get...
Well, like, mentally.
Yeah, that too. But also, like, hopefully I can get bigger and better shows now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because when I was...
You got the numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's more pull there. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, videos this year is a massive thing. Especially me and Shogun want to get a video or two done for the songs off here. And then the next project of mine, the collaborations one I was talking about before, I'm going to try and do a video for everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try and do a video for every single tune.
That's going to be nuts. Obviously, I won't say much, but yeah, that's...
I told you already. Like, let's think about that in a minute.
It's going to be nuts, man. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So obviously then, just like touching on it to wrap up then, bro, like, what's your plans for 2021? Sorry, you've obviously just touched on it. So you want to do videos with Shogun. Is that you going to be going up to Scotland?
Yeah, I think coming down there, because his guy is up there. Like, he's got a good team of people around there. Like, he stayed with the same people who did the Vulcan, the viral thing that he did, like, he
Vulcan
1250 and that lot up there. So I'll probably go up there soon, get some images shot for the EP cover, get some videos done for, you know, a couple of the records off there. And then, yeah, that's sort of the first half of the year is basically the Kane and Shogun thing. And then the second half, start this collaboration project, start dropping singles off that. And like I said, we're doing this group thing with the T sort of orchestrating with like me and Detail and that's called Anti. The group's called Anti. So we've got, you know, a few like collaborations with each other coming out. So yeah, I'm just going to try and stay as consistent as I was last year. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and just more music. And
yeah, more Insta freestyles.
More Instagram freestyles, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously he's going to do a freestyle for us, which will be out because it comes out before the podcast.
Okay, yeah,
so
we'll be out by now.
Go and run up his freestyle because I've not even heard it yet, but I know it's going to be sick. Just dead quick, bro. I forgot to ask you actually. I just clocked it because on my notes. I wanted to ask you about Blizzard and like your relationship with Blizzard. Like, shout out Blizzard, man. Got a lot of love and respect for Blizzard.
Happy birthday, Blizzard.
It'd be like 2-3 weeks ago now, but yeah, happy birthday, bro. But yeah, like, I wanted to speak to you about that because I feel like did he record some of Logic on Lunch Break at yours, or did you record some of your
stuff? No, he recorded like about 70% of Logic on Lunch Break.
That's it. I couldn't remember which way around it was, but I knew one of his had recorded. So he come to you and record, and you done the mix. So are you an engineer now as well?
Do you know what? So I used to engineer, but also like, it was mad. I engineered because I did most of Blizzard's thing, and then I did Sangi and Shogun have got a song together. Like, Sangi's obviously producing everything nowadays like crazy, and he's produced a record with Shogun. Shogun asked me to mix it, and Sangi was like, "Right, I didn't realize you engineered as well." I was like, "Yeah, like
I can." Yeah, right, I didn't.
And I mixed Young Tobes, Manchester Hypes' little boy. I mixed that tune as well for them too. Like, yeah.
Oh, this is what I like. Yeah, big tune.
Yeah, I mixed
big
that for them too.
That's
as well.
Cold,
so that's what I'm saying,
man.
Yeah. So, one thing I do want to do is, because my setup is just in my house.
Yeah.
It's ideal for me, but it's not convenient for having people. It's a family house, do you know what I'm saying? It's not convenient for having people come round and record, but I know that if I had the facilities to build a studio, basically, that I can do that. Because like I said, I did Blizzard's thing, I did that for Hypes, I did this Sangi and Shogun record, so I just want to, that's something I'm going to try and look at this year, is building that studio, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
Blizzard's Eve, yeah, Logic on Lunch Break was done at my house.
Yeah, so what's like the relationship like with Blizzard, and was this like the first time you ever met him, or like
we'd met like, you know, at events and stuff
back in the day,
yeah, bumping into things, and we'd always sort of spoke online, and I just remember him being like putting a status on Facebook like, "Yo, I need somewhere to record," and I was like, "Bro, like, I live nearby, like, come through, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't live far away, like, let's go." So yeah, he came, and he knocked out like 3 or 4 songs in the first sort of and he played the 0161 beat, and I was like, "Yo, let me do a verse on this." Like,
that tune is so sick.
I want a verse on this one. I was like, "Let me have a verse." And then, yeah, like I say, we probably did it like 2 or 3 lots, and then lockdown happened, so he ended up buying his own equipment and finishing it off at his house because he obviously couldn't come
to mine
anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, I love Blizzard. I've always got time for him. We're always sending each other tunes on WhatsApp. Like, every time he makes a beat or a new tune, or I make a new tune, we just send it each other on WhatsApp. Like, "Yo, what do you think of this?"
Yeah.
So it's good to bounce that off him as well, do you know what I'm saying? Because he's sick. Like,
yeah,
we think the same. We're very similar mentalities when it comes to music and life, do you know what I'm saying? So,
it's
a good relationship, man.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get some Britters and Kane and Blizzard out.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Yeah, man, right. So I was meant to ask you that earlier, so the interview's a bit screwy, but we move. Yeah, everyone, please make sure you go and like and subscribe. All the links for all the music we mentioned, I think the tune's coming out on Friday. If you're watching this after Friday, I'll update it and put the link below for the new tune.
Yeah.
We'll put Borealis link and for his Spotify and Apple as well. Make sure you like and subscribe, tap in. We'll put all of Britters and Kane's socials as well.
Cool.
Yeah, down below. Yeah, Britton, thanks for coming
in, bro.
Take it easy. We're out of here.